such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk, walking and leaping and praising God, walking and leaping and praising God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk, walking and leaping and praising God, walking and leaping and praising God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk.
Captivate my heart, my life, my heart, my life now set apart. Sovereign Lord, reign in me. I shall not be, I shall not be moved. I shall not be, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree planted by the water, I shall not be moved. I shall. the children marched.
If I say people, forgive me, because that's how I learned.
Oh, that's okay.
The songbook, they change words.
I know.
Bless you, Jonathan. God, they shouted together, and down came the walls of Jericho. Glory to God, they shouted together, and down came the walls of Jericho. Thank you. Thank you.
Jonathan is my support.
Always.
He's one of my sons.
How about me?
You're one of her grandsons.
Yeah. I have them all. My Matthew, who is my youngest son, has worked for Zimmer Company for many years, and they put him in charge of parts that they make for medical, like they make your hip and all the other things too. And so he had had this, I don't want this recorded.
Oh. Well, I'm sorry some of that didn't get recorded, because that was awesome. Thank you, Joyce. We do rejoice with you. Rejoice with Joyce. That's funny. Do you remember, I shared with y'all a while ago, I had read that God has three answers to our prayers. Yes, not yet, and I have something else for you. But I don't know if that's really scripturally based, but I liked it. I thought it was cool. Because I think so many times we do exactly what you said. God, you're not answering my prayer. You don't care about me. You answer everybody else's prayer and not mine. And you didn't even know what was going on, but you had a burden and you knew and you prayed. I'll tell you what, it's so easy to think when you're in a foreign country, you're in jeopardy. But here we're safe. We're in jeopardy every time we open our eyes. If we're not in the Lord, I got something to share with you that really might go along with that pretty nicely. We'll see. I'm just very grateful. We are very grateful, Joyce. That was something. I think it's scary with yourself and the Lord. Your kids and your grandkids, my gosh, every time I hear on the radio in the morning, oh, there's been an accident on 77 North, three lanes are closed, stay away, blah, blah, and I'm texting Caitlin, are you at work, are you okay? She goes up there every day. One day I did that and she said, it's Wednesday, I'm working from home, but thanks. But you know, you hear this and you suddenly think, that could be my daughter in an ambulance, and nobody's called us yet. And this week it happened again, and she said, I just got here. It was not I in the accident, but I got to enjoy the traffic jam and was half an hour late to work because of it. So, but you know, you just don't take things for granted. You're always crying out for your children, whether they're in a foreign country or in your house. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, wait, that was something, Joyce. I'm like, wow, that's a lot. That's a lot. Thank God. Thank you, Lord. Lord, thank you for keeping Matthew. Thank you for your angels surrounding him, Lord. Wow. Devil just tries and tries, and you are sovereign, Lord, and you take care of your servants. Even through the suffering that so many have gone through. And Lord, we thank you for this young man that got out of, I think, Syria, wherever it was that he's been held for so long. Lord, thank you. Lord, your saints are being tortured around this globe. And even those that don't know you are being tortured. Lord, we just cry out for your keeping. Lord, today, any person today who's being martyred, who's suffering for the gospel's sake, wherever they are, Lord, we just ask you to move on the hearts of the evil ones holding them. Lord, we ask you to free them. And in the meantime, Lord, we ask you to keep them. Keep them, Lord. Your word is so full of how you keep your saints, how you keep those that are yours, Lord. We thank you. Thank you for that keeping. Thank you, Jesus. And thank you for bringing Matthew home safely. Thank you, Lord. What the enemy intended for harm, you used for good. And what a testimony Matthew has now. Wow. If he didn't know your keeping before, Lord, he sure knows it now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for his praying mother who's so faithful. And thank you for her heart to be comforted, Lord. And no trauma, to take root even after the fact, Lord. Just peace. Your peace, Lord, for Matthew, for Joyce, for Matthew's family. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise God. Just a few prayer needs. I texted with Sue Staley yesterday. Tim's facing a really horrific surgery. Does everybody already know this? Probably everybody knew but me. They will take a bone from his leg, remove a portion of a jawbone, put that leg bone in, hope that the blood vessels work, and then that he heals from all of that. It sounds barbaric. It sounds traumatic. So obviously they are struggling, and this is a lot.
Sue called me this morning.
Oh, yeah?
And said that...
Wait, let me get this for you.
She had talked with Kristen.
Yeah.
And Kristen worked at the VA hospital, and she wondered if it wouldn't be better for Tim to do this drip, that it builds up the immune system, and she thought maybe that would be wiser at the moment. So Tim went into Sue this morning and said, I'm not sure I want this surgery. What do you think about me? And she said, whatever you decide is okay with me.
Wow.
So that's where we are. And she said, please pray.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I love this. I offered to Sue that she could bring Tim here and we'd pray, or we'll come to them and pray. And she said, you know, his daughters have been gathering around and praying for him, laying hands on him. I mean, isn't that God's order? I just thought, here's a Tim Staley line that I've never forgotten in 25 years. Some of you don't know Tim? So Tim didn't really come to church, but Tim knows the Lord. There are many ways to know the Lord. So, and this is maybe a silly example. I just thought it was beautiful that he understood his place and said, I will cover my daughter and her boyfriend. And I mean, they still did the thing, I think. I don't even remember, honestly. That made such an impact on me. I've always so respected him anyway. And if you don't know him, you're missing out. He's a really cool guy. So, Lord, we just bring Tim to you. Lord, whatever this drip is, we thank you for Kristen. We thank you for her skill and her knowledge and her faithfulness to her uncle. And Lord, we ask you right now to speak very clearly to Tim and to Sue and their daughters, their whole family, Lord, and the sons-in-law. Lord, we just ask you that you surround them today with a sure knowing. Confirm to all of them, Lord, your perfect direction and what your will is for how he proceeds. We'd never go into these things haphazardly, God. We never take anything for granted. And doctors never have the final word, God. You do. You have the final word. So, Lord, we just ask you to bear witness in this whole Staley family today, that they know exactly which direction Tim is to go. And then, Lord, that you make that treatment effective, that you work miracles in every heart. And, Lord, for perfect peace, for Sue, for Tim, for the whole family. Lord, this is, it's been a long, 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 hard fight. And Lord, we just ask you for relief. We ask you for healing. We ask you for the peace that passes understanding. We ask you for such a knowing of your mighty, loving hand that they can't even explain it, that they are just flooded today with rest and peace, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Wrap them in your arms today, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Precious Lamb of God, you are so faithful. No matter what our eyes see, no matter what our brains think, no matter what our ears hear, no matter what steps our feet have to take sometimes, no matter the suffering, Lord, you are so faithful. We declare you faithful today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And Lord, while we're at it, we ask you that you just open every door. If this is the path, that you open every door, that doctors bear witness, that procedures can be started. We ask you, Lord, to remove any barriers and bureaucracy and open the path that you have, Lord, your perfect path. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. If anybody has a vision for Tim, please send it to me if you would. Oh, thanks for the up-to-date news, Carol. That's awesome. And then keep Sherry lifted. She's experiencing more pain and discomfort. Number of her days is written in his book. So yesterday was a year since Kim passed, and we wanted to bring lunch, and she wanted some time by herself. And her neighbor was trying to take her to lunch, and she's like, I just need quiet. So today she's supposed to be taking Austin to Sunday school. I'm looking at the weather going, oh, be careful. I assume that happened. That's why she's not here. She's so excited watching this little boy so hungry for Jesus. It is the most beautiful. I don't know. It's just, it's beautiful. She took him to VBS this summer, and it has stuck, and he's hungry for the Lord, and he's reading these Bible books and wants to know all this stuff. And she said, what did she say? He's kind of obsessed with Noah. He's talking about Noah and the rainbow. Grammy, the rainbow means that, and he's telling her stuff, and it's just incredible. So she's saying, Lord, while there's breath in my body and strength in my legs, she's just thrilled. It's been a heart's cry her whole life that her children know the Lord. And she's, anyway, keep her in prayer. Okay, we have, yes.
Also for Brad, he was feeling dizzy.
And he left and drove?
I asked him if he wanted me to drive him. He said no, he thought he was fine. I said, well, if you feel dizzy while you're driving, stop and pick him up.
Whoa.
But anyway, he didn't want to infect anybody, because I was asking if he wanted prayer before he left. He said, no, I just don't want to, I just think I should go. But I told him he'd pray for him.
Brad was feeling dizzy and poorly and went home. So,
Just got hit him also.
He didn't want to infect anybody, and he didn't feel like he needed to be driven home. Lord, bless Brad and protect him right now, Lord. Just thank you for our faithful servant, this faithful man that keeps pouring himself out to you and your kingdom. Lord, we ask you for healing and restoration for him right now. The enemy just keeps coming at him with both barrels all the time. Lord, we just ask you to surround Brad with your healing angels right now and fill him with peace. Fill him with healing and strength, Lord. Help him hear your voice and not step outside of the boundary, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Bless our brother today. Amen. Goodness, there's no end to the needs, are there? It's a good thing there's no end to the grace of God. The healing of God, the mercy of God, the love of God. Oops. All right, December 10th.
It's December.
What did I say?
You did September.
Did I?
Yes.
This says I said December, but okay. December 10th. Appreciate me. Count your blessings. Be aware of all I have done for you. And then thank and praise me. It is no little thing to be a member of my family, to be my children. There are great responsibilities as well as great rewards. You are responsible to stay in touch with me, to listen, to obey, to have an open, loving heart for me and others, to join me in fighting evil. The rewards are to walk with me and dwell in my presence, to be kept and protected by me, to partake of the salvation I provided for you. Praise God. He makes this very clear for us, doesn't he? Here's your job, here's my job. I just heard somebody say there are two kinds of business. My business and none of my business. I was on WCRF the other morning. And I thought, God, how many things do we make our business that are his business? They are not my business. But we tend to, I do, maybe you don't, take over for him. Anyway, thank you, Lord. And then there was a vision, December 13th. I saw there was a worldwide earthquake. It didn't originate from inside the earth and go outward, but it originated in the heavens and came from above to shake the whole world until the earth split open and a new earth was formed with Jesus as the ruler. Wow. That makes me think of when the veil rent from top to bottom when Jesus gave up the ghost. Isn't that interesting? It's the exact opposite of how an earthquake happens. You just wonder, don't you? What's going to happen when his kingdom's coming? I saw a new heavens and new earth come down. How's it going to really happen? It could be just like this. Shake the whole world until the earth split open and a new earth was formed. Wow. Praise God. You know what to do, Lord. We sure don't. Okay.